The owners of a popular San Francisco bar and restaurant received a mysterious package this week. Inside, packing peanuts, photos, a typed letter, and a left arm. Not a real left arm, but a very famous one. It belongs to the mannequin at the entrance to Lefty O'Doul's. 3 years ago, a pair of tourists ripped the left arm off the mannequin Lefty. The real-life Lefty was a San Francisco baseball legend who died in 1969. The mannequin Lefty greeted diners and barflies in a baseball jersey, and since the theft has done so minus the arm for which the real O'Doul was renowned. Now, the left arm is back at O'Doul's, along with documentation of where it's been. And joining us is the owner of Lefty O'Doul's, Nick Bovis. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
And tell us about the package that came in the mail yesterday.
Well, we got a package, and our cocktail waitress opened it up, and it scared her to death. There was a arm in there, you know, surrounded by peanuts, and she thought it was a live body part.
Now, I gather there was a letter inside with the salutation, "Dear Bar Patrons of Lefty O'Doul's." What did it say beyond that?
It says, "It's been over 3 long years since my abduction from my home at the left shoulder of my mannequin by a drunken patron."
And where did the arm say it had been?
He went off to Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa. And there are photos of the state capitol in Iowa. And
yeah, everywhere they went with the arm, they took pictures. They have it with the sculptures, the state capitol with this big cannon. And it went to, I guess, Christmas parties and made friends with other mascots, and he had some fun with touring the state capitol building. He even went for a sled ride.
The arm, this is, yeah.
The arm, yeah.
And the arm was recounting its travels over the 3 years it was abducted. Mm-hmm. So far as you can tell, did the arm spend all of its time away in Iowa, or did it go elsewhere in the Midwest?
No, they didn't give me all the details, but it was other places, and we're trying to get all the locations it went. But the pictures that came back weren't always labeled, but it looks like he had a good time.
The arm.
Yes,
yeah,
the arm.
How can you keep this arm down in the bar in San Francisco after it's seen Des Moines, huh?
Yeah, I know. Now it refers to in the letter, too, that it's going to miss its friends back in Iowa, so we're going to have to make the sister city now of Lefty O'Doul's.
And the mannequin will now be back with two arms at the entrance?
Yes, we're going to have a reconnecting party or a reattachment party at 3 o'clock today.
I'm sorry we'll have to miss that.
Yeah. We'll send you pictures.
Okay. Well, Mr. Bovis, before you go, just a word about the late great flesh and blood Lefty O'Doul. Batted .398 to lead the National League in batting in 1929, managed the San Francisco Seals of the Pacific Coast League from 1937 to 51, spotted a young local who played the outfield named Joe DiMaggio, championed baseball in Japan after the Second World War.
Yeah, the morale of the country was down after the war, and they brought the Seals team with his buddy Joe DiMaggio, who just got married to Marilyn Monroe, and they all went over together, and they had a big tour in Japan. And it was a big hit. And now baseball is probably one of its most popular sports over there.
So the arm's return could be big news on two continents, actually.
Yeah, the Japanese came by to take pictures of it today. Some Japanese tourists.
Well, Nick Bovis, owner of Lefty O'Doul's restaurant, Bar and Grill in San Francisco, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
This is All Things Considered.